great to be here this morning and to share the Word of God. And as Pastor Rob mentioned, I'm just going to bring a short word and then we're going to have some discussion time around the tables. If you'd like to take notes this morning, the title of my message is The Speed of Life. And there are message notes on our Bayside Church app. So all you need to do is go to click on Media and then Cheltenham Weekly Message and you'll find my notes there. Well, I think the last time I shared with you was a couple of months ago. It was just before I headed overseas. I went overseas to Europe to celebrate my mother's 80th birthday. And it was a great time. All the family went over there to celebrate her big 80, and it was quite a memorable experience. But on that holiday, I went to some other places apart from staying with family in Italy. I also went to Germany and stayed with some good friends of mine, Greg and Kasia Ambrosine. Now, some of you may know Greg and Kasia. They were part of our Bayside family for many years. But they moved to Berlin about 6 years ago. And so I thought I'd go to Berlin. I'd never been to Berlin before and caught up with them. And they were great hosts. They took me around seeing all the sights. And one of the fun things we did, which was just because we had to get to somewhere, was to go on a German Autobahn. Now, anyone been on a German Autobahn before? Yeah, a couple of people. For those who don't know what that is, it's basically a freeway which has no speed limit. So you can travel as fast as you like and you won't be fined. There is, however, a suggested speed limit of 130 kilometres, but when you're travelling on the Autobahn, you start to realise no one goes at 130 kilometres. You forfeit your insurance. We have someone from Germany here. Oh, Holland. Okay, thank you. All right. So if you want to know anything about travelling the Autobahn, speak to this gentleman over here. If you go over 130, you forfeit your insurance, apparently. Well, we were travelling at 160 kilometres. And there were cars going much faster than us. They were surpassing us. It's quite scary. The experience of it was quite thrilling and scary and all in one. But as soon as we got off the Autobahn, we had to reduce our limit to 60 kilometres as per normal in the streets. And, you immediately notice how quickly you get used to speed and then how frustrating it is when you have to slow down and go at a more reduced pace. And, we all know that speed, the faster we go, the less time we have to respond to any potential hazards. And, TAC, we've seen heaps of campaigns telling us speed kills, wipe off five, trying to encourage us to not go as fast. And I believe, as true as that is for on our roads, I believe it is also true for the speed of our life. Thanks to the information and technological age that we are now living, we are moving at a pace that our ancestors wouldn't even have dreamed about. We're doing things faster and quicker, moving from one thing to the next, having hardly any time to think about the things that we are doing. We're scheduling more things in because of all the time-saving devices, meaning that we're doing more things. And, we're feeling a bit frazzled by it. So if you have your Bibles this morning, I would love for you to open to Romans 12. And we're going to just read the first two verses. It says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will." Here in this passage, Paul is encouraging the Romans that to offer their lives as a living sacrifice, that was their true act of worship. And he encouraged them, the way to do this was to basically not conform to the pattern of this world, but to test it and to renew their minds. I believe we have to examine ourselves and ask, is the pattern of which the world is running, are we actually offering our bodies as living sacrifices? Or are we offering to God exhausted burnt out sacrifices. Jeremiah 2 says, slow down. Take a deep breath. Let's just do that right now. Let's all take a deep breath and exhale. What's the hurry? Why wear yourself out? Just what is it all for anyway? And I think that's a great question. Just what is it all for anyway? Sometimes it's good to check the motivation of all the things that we are doing. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a big believer in having a strong work ethic. I was very much raised to have a strong work ethic and to put my hand to the plough and to work hard. But we have to check out whether what we're doing is actually affecting our overall well-being. And with the rise of mental health issues in our society today, I think it begs the question, is the pace of our life affecting our overall well-being with anxiety, stress? Is it affecting our quality connections with each other? These are all things that I believe need to be taken a look at. And here is a newsflash. Busyness is not a spiritual gift. Nowhere in the spiritual gifts that we are to desire and pursue is busyness listed there. If anything, I think it may be dangerously becoming an idol, which we may need to look at. And I wonder sometimes what Jesus says about our schedules, whether he commend all the amount of activity that we're doing, or whether he'd actually say, slow down, take a deep breath. It's not that Jesus doesn't understand the pressures of life. He had many pressures. He had many demands on him when he walked this earth. He understood the constant demands that came upon him. But he was a great example of someone who showed us how to stop, take some time out, rest, and have some solitude. He showed that all the way through the Bible. In Mark 6:31 says, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Now, if the Son of God could see the necessity of getting some rest, what makes us think that we can't, that we don't need it? We have to remind ourselves that we're actually human beings, not human doings, and that God is more concerned about who we are becoming, not just what we're doing. Our being comes from connection, and we're actually wired that way. And so if the speed of your life is actually travelling at a pace that is affecting your connections, then maybe it's time to take stock. So I see there's two key areas that a hurried life will affect, and I'm just going to quickly go through those this morning. The first is that a hurried life will affect our relationship with God. Pastor Rob has started a new series called Up Close and Personal, and in that he showed us that God's heart and desire is to be up close and personal with us. It was like that at the very beginning of time in the Garden of Eden, where he would walk with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. That desire has not changed. God wants to be up close and personal with us. He desires relationship with us. He wants to commune with us. And so before we do anything for God, he wants to know that we are being in relationship with him and will stay in relationship with him. And so if a hurried life sort of diminishes the quality of time, quantity and quality of time with God, it affects the way that we hear his voice and it affects our relationship. You know, Elijah discovered that God's voice was not in the wind and it wasn't in the earthquake. And it wasn't in fire. It came as a still, small voice. If you didn't hear that, it came as a still, small voice. And the fact of that is you have to shush the noise and you have to lean in to hear it. And as life gets busier and more demands come our way and we have more responsibility, we actually have to guard that even more. We have to guard our times of stillness more so that we can be still and know that he is God. Does your life include stillness? Secondly, a hurried life will affect our ability to love others. When we are hurried, we have less time to respond and we care less. So you would have noticed in the past couple of years, many areas, many suburbs have now 40-kilometre speed zones. You might have noticed those in your shopping areas and stuff. Yep. I want an honesty check here. Who gets frustrated by the 40-kilometre speed zones? Thank you for your honesty. Oh, lots of hands. Yeah, and I'm included. Who's had a speed fine because of them? Yep. Yeah, okay, I'll confess I've been frustrated with them, but let's just think about that. Most of those have been placed around schools or shopping strips. So they're actually there for the protection of children and people. And yet we get frustrated where we can't, when we have to reduce our speed, we get frustrated to actually care for someone else's well-being. And, you know, it's the fact that we're not patient in that time. Now, I'll confess I'm not the most patient person. I'm a work in progress when it comes to being patient. Anyone who lives with me or works with me knows that. I knew there would be a response either from my family members in the room or my boss. But there's no coincidence that 1 Corinthians 13, the great passage on love that we hear at most weddings, starts with, love is patient. Love is patient. And when we are hurried, the one thing that goes out the door is patience. And so when we're not patient, we can't afford the time to be kind either. We don't have the time to listen to others or to respond accordingly. And our capacity to love others is actually lessened. When we're hurried, our responses become sharper, snappier, less graceful, less nice. We ultimately become road ragers. And here, listen to this. Road rage in Australia is huge. The Monash Accident Research Centre this year found that 86% of Australians admit to road rage. 86% of Australians. So if that's actually happening on the road, it will also be happening in their homes and their workplaces. That tendency of frustration and rage. I mean, few and far between will we see on our roads this video that I'm about to show you that a pea plater experienced. Thank you, media team.
Is everything okay?
I see you are on P-plate.
Yep.
You're not driving like so good on you.
Thank you.
No, because there are so many more either drunk or on drugs or off their face. Yep. But no, I highly commend you.
Thank you. I very much appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Isn't that gorgeous? I saw this on the news a couple of weeks and apparently This is a bit sad, but all the social media around this video, apparently quite a high percentage of people were annoyed that she actually stopped and got out of the car. More so the fact than that she actually praised this pea plater. I mean, it's lovely. But yes, it took some time out and it was on a busy road. So, but it's nice. Isn't it nice to see things like that? So the fact is that the speed of our life, if we have no time or energy to consider what's going outside our lane, we have to stop and ask ourselves, what are we doing? Because in actual fact, we're actually becoming desensitized to the broken world around us. We haven't got time for it. And I don't think this is God's heart. This doesn't please God. In wrapping up this morning, I believe God wants us to be in relationship with Him, and I believe He wants us to love others. And we have to question, is the speed of our life enabling that or hindering that? I just want to leave you with this quote. Many years ago, a movement started called the Slow Movement. You may have heard of it. The Slow Food Movement got birthed out of it, as well as an institute that teaches on the philosophy of slowing down one's pace of life. And a professor by the name of Guttorm Flosstad, I hope I said that correct, I just want to leave you with this quote, which I think is quite profound. The only thing for certain is that everything changes. The rate of change increases. If you want to hang on, you better speed up. That is the message of today. It could, however, be useful to remind everyone that our basic needs never change. The need to be seen and appreciated. It is the need of belonging. The need for nearness and care and for a little love. This is given only through slowness in human relations. In order to master changes, we have to recover slowness, reflection, and togetherness. There we will find real renewal. And I think he couldn't be more spot on.